You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V.
What's up, what's up?
Tanae.
Hey, hey.
And Miss C.
Well, hello.
We've got a lot to talk about today.
We do.
A lot to talk about today, so let's just get right into it. Charlie Murphy. The brother of Eddie Murphy died this past Wednesday from leukemia. Who knew he was sick?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew he had lost a lot of weight, but yeah. I just thought, you know how people, when they lose weight real fast.
And for certain parts.
Right, they
like
look,
that.
You know, kind of. But yeah. I never thought that it would be because he was sick.
Well, I really thought it was something else, because when I saw him, his face, you know how your face starts sinking in and stuff. You know, the first thing we say.
Drugs.
Uh-huh.
Or you thought he was on crack or something.
Well, not necessarily crack.
But some type of drug.
And his wife.
She died.
Earlier. We say last year?
No, it's been a couple of years or so.
I'm not sure.
It's been a few years ago.
But that one shocked me. That one rocked me when I heard about that.
Because he was just in Raleigh like 2 months ago.
Oh, was he?
On the comedy thing with, who he come down here with?
With Sid the Entertainer.
Yeah.
He was with, what's the fat guy that ain't fat no more?
Bruce.
Well, he with Bruce, but he was with that other one.
Oh, Lavelle.
Lavelle
is funny.
He is funny. Do y'all know that the other guy, Earthquake?
Mm-hmm.
That's our cousin.
I don't think Earthquake is
everyone is our cousin.
Everybody has been funny.
Everybody. He is our cousin. His name is George Strowman.
Okay. Charlie Murphy was 57 years old.
Years young.
That is young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So our hearts and our prayers are with the Murphy family. And I just hope that they're okay. A 53-year-old man named Cedric Anderson walked into North Park Elementary School on Monday and opened fire on his wife, Karen Smith. She was shot and two of her students were shot as well. He then turned the gun on himself. So he's dead, the wife is dead, and now one of the kids he shot, 8 years old, is dead. Murder-suicide, they're calling it. Said that she had left him and, I guess he just couldn't,
because they're calling it his estranged wife, meaning they're not together.
And the other child is said to be in stable condition. That's good. But you know what, people? It's not that serious.
It's not. I mean,
find you somebody else. Exactly.
Let it be over.
When it is over, find you somebody else. I mean, I don't understand people that run in behind one person. If that person says, listen, you're not for me anymore, move on. Find
just
the one
like
for you.
Just like Fantasia said, Fantasia, sometimes you got to lose.
That's right.
To win again.
Mute it right now.
It makes you cry.
Ooh, now that's going to make me cry. That's going to make me cry right there.
She said it first.
It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. And then the young girl that got killed. She was from Raleigh.
Student, the ANCC.
Yeah, Jennifer Smith.
Yeah.
Like a lot of my people I went to high school with knew her. But
oh, the car wreck. That's the one that she got hit by a car. Right?
No, the girl the that one got with killed.
The one with her ex-boyfriend came into her apartment and murdered her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy. It's really crazy.
Mm. People,
how most of these people are dying by the hands of people that they know
you
personally.
Don't, you don't own anybody. Let me tell you something my grandmother used to tell me.
What? Wash off.
You can't.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
No.
You
mean the wrong one.
You can't make nobody love you.
That's it. And I don't want nobody that don't want me.
That is exactly what she used to tell me.
And I'm not saying
not
this.
Me, but, say in general.
And I'm not saying this in the crazy, girlfriend type mode, but a lot of people when they are rejected, that's what fueled them to want you. Half the time they didn't want you when you was together, but just because you telling
it.
Me
that's
that
it.
You don't want me,
that's it.
Oh, I'm coming
that's
for
that's why
you.
I said a lot of people refuse rejection.
Yes. Yeah. Where I'm in love or they don't want me anymore, but it's rejection.
Yeah.
Now I have never been in a situation where I was, you know, like, oh, I'm coming after you or whatever. But I've been in a situation where someone that I didn't want, like, but they told me first, and all of a sudden I wanted them only because they said, I don't think this working out. Hold on. That ain't for you to say. That's for me to say. So now I'm like, this is going to work.
You know. That's the beginning. That's the beginning.
Yeah,
right
I know
there.
You you just played on that.
I did. It sounded good.
It's just, you don't own anybody. Yes, you don't own anybody.
Wait a minute.
Let people go.
Why does Barney B get to sing?
She shouldn't be singing either.
But
really,
hold up, but
honest.
You sounded like a wounded seal. It's a difference. Mine was soft and smooth. Yours was ratchet.
You sound like a roach being stepped on.
Not a roach. A roach that's been stomped on. There is a massive manhunt. Let me try that again. Hold on. There is a massive manhunt underway for a man named Joseph Jakubowski. More than 150 law enforcement officers were searching for the 32-year-old. Investigators believe Jakubowski stole a large quantity of handguns and rifles from a gun shop Tuesday night in Janesville, Wisconsin, wherever the heck that is, 70 miles southwest of Milwaukee. Now, he also stole a bulletproof vest and a helmet. He recently sent a 161-page anti-government manifesto to the White House, and basically told the president, I'm coming for you.
And he put it on Facebook, didn't he?
He gave it to one of his friends, and they turned it in to the sheriff's office. But in this manifesto, he's talking about how the rich are just stomping over, you know, middle class and poor people, and that something has to be done about it. And it has a laundry list of injustices. He believes that the government and society and the upper class have put forth onto the rest of the citizens. So he's basically saying, y'all need to pay for y'all crimes. Mm-hmm. So he has threatened unspecified attacks on people. So he's just basically saying, I'm just going to shoot up folks. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to know when I'm going to strike.
What, in the White House or?
Anywhere.
No, your target is hold up. Jacob. What's his name? Jakubowski. Look, your target is the White House. Don't lose your vision, okay? Because we ain't did nothing. We ain't got nothing to do with that.
Exactly. Merriam-Webster, y'all know the dictionary people. They have added over 1,000 new words to their dictionary. A lot of the words are slang.
Yeah, like Bubblicious from Beyonce. Bootylish.
Okay, yeah, bootylish. Yeah. That was done a couple of years ago.
They words put that like in the dictionary.
Words like yes, bootylicious is in the dictionary
and
it's
now. Hers. She supposedly had made it up.
She did make bootylicious up.
I made bootylicious up. No, I'm sick of Yonce.
You might have made stankalicious up.
but what's the difference?
Beyonce.
Yeah,
what's
the difference? How about that?
Words like binge watch.
What's that?
Everybody knows what binge watch, when you just watch something over and over again, mm-hmm. like a season of a
know.
Show over and
All
over
I
again.
Know
you binge
is the
watch.
Word fugly in the dictionary.
It is not. Photobomb. That's when somebody comes into your photo when you're taking a photo mm-hmm. and somebody stick their head in it. Oh. Photobomb.
And they added it.
They add
the
yes. Words like truther. Like somebody who believes in the truth. They only want to hear the truth. They call them truthers. Oh. Train wreck. Who don't know what a train wreck is? Like, why does that need to be in the dictionary?
That's a person, though.
But what is going on in her life that she couldn't figure out another hobby or...
I don't know. And get this. Throw shade is now in the dictionary.
Miriam is old. They got that from the housewife people.
Mm-hmm. And look,
but everybody, I've been knowing
about
throwing
shade. But that's what I'm saying.
For years.
Here's the definition. To express contempt or disrespect for someone publicly. Mm-hmm. Especially by subtle or indirect insults or criticism.
Mm. And Miriam, then try to get a professional meaning behind it.
Miriam.
But here's what I haven't heard of. Weak sauce.
Oh, I know what weak sauce is.
Something inferior, ineffective, or unimpressive. Something weak.
Oh,
so
girl,
you call
did
it
you
weak
see that
sauce.
Man over there?
Yeah, no, he weak sauce.
He got that weak sauce. Yo, you don't want him.
That's exactly what it is. Yes. That's exactly what it is. He got that
really?
Weak sauce.
Mm. I don't understand.
Something inferior,
ineffective or unimpressive. So you're basically saying, oh, he's nothing. He's okay, he's got that weak sauce.
You don't want to talk to him. Go back to calling Tyrone.
Okay.
Is Tyrone in the dictionary?
I don't know. Better call Tyrone, probably so. Okay, this is something interesting. A school study was conducted here in North Carolina, and it concluded that black male students are more likely to graduate high school if they have at least one black teacher in third, fourth, or fifth grade.
I mean, that is what the mold is made.
That's just foolery.
Researchers say that the chances of low-income black male students dropping out of high school declined 39%, and the interest of going to college increased 29% when the student had at least one black teacher in the later elementary school years.
Oh, maybe that's why I graduated. I didn't get a Caucasian teacher until I was in the 10th grade.
I didn't have any black teachers in my elementary school years.
But you can have a black teacher that doesn't even put the time and interest in you like a Caucasian teacher. Like, why does the race matters?
You know what? I had this teacher when I was in college, and she taught the Africana studies. When I say she wailed on everybody was black, but I just don't think she knew it. She just, I mean, everything you did was, what? No, no. Excuse me?
Well, because y'all were probably in class acting a fool. That's probably what it was.
No, I was there to learn. I learned in a very, very young semester, you know, a young semester early. Mm-hmm. I need to kiss her tail. All of it.
Okay.
All right. I passed that class, but she was something.
Well, I don't know. I graduated and I didn't have any black teachers in elementary school. So I don't know.
It just depends
But you know what? I can see an argument for it. You know, you see somebody positive. I guess, like, if a teacher will probably sow into a black kid's life more, maybe.
Yeah.
I guess.
If that's
more
concerned. Yeah. If that's the case.
I had a black teacher like that in the third grade. Miss Cheek. I loved her. She was like a second mother to me in school.
I didn't get any black teachers until I got to high school.
I'm going to tell your mom she's going to Google her tomorrow. Because your mother is
great. I mean, like, if you had an issue and if I didn't turn in my homework or if I missed a couple problems, she wouldn't ever punish me and say I couldn't go to recess. But she would put me to the side and say, you know, what happened with these questions?
So you trying to say Caucasian teachers didn't do that?
No, they did, but she took more of an interest in me, I feel like.
Maybe that might be what the study is saying, I think.
Did you see the on Facebook, it was this, they looked like they probably should have been in like third or fourth grade, and the teacher had a handshake for every student.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that was really neat.
Yeah. The black guy.
Now everybody's doing it because it's white teachers started doing it too.
I saw that.
I mean, you know, sometimes you got to find a way to connect with the class.
Exactly.
It's not about just the individual student.
Exactly.
It's just what makes them keep an interest regardless.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You really do. You really do.
Yeah.
Missy, now you went to the doctor and you have something to talk about.
That face she made, I was a little scared.
Yeah, I had gone to the doctor because I was having problems. Problems.
Why didn't you tell Tanae?
After we talked and everything, he was asking me, you know, how I was sleeping, if I was sleeping well, or how long do I sleep and all that. So I was telling him how I sleep, and I told him I slept on my right side. I said my doctor told me, you know, that I should sleep on my right side.
Your previous doctor
said that I should sleep on my right side. So I've been sleeping on my right side for about 20 or 30 years. He told me, no, you don't do that. You sleep on your left side. I say, well, why is that? I sleep with a CPAP machine. Mm-hmm. I have asthma. Mm-hmm. He was saying that people with sleep problems, they should sleep on their left side. People with heart problems. Mm-hmm. He's saying that it's four main sleeping positions that people do. That's lying on your back, lying on your right side, your left side, and even on your belly. But the best position to sleep
on. Can't sleep on my stomach. I cannot
sleep. You shouldn't.
Sleep.
Yeah, because you wouldn't you be level.
It says hidden health problems benefits you when you're sleeping.
Well, you know, my doctor told me that, too, when I was pregnant, to sleep on my left side. It helps with your blood
circulation.
Blood flow. Also uh-huh. with your heart, it yeah.
How could
it,
we tell
the blood
you
flow is
Anyway, we have to take a break. We'll be right. We'll be right okay. back in just a moment. Stay right with us.
Gravity is working against me. This man with all the love that his heart can stand, dream of ways to throw it all away.
We are delighted that you came back with us. Before we went to break, Missy was telling us about the benefits of sleeping on the left, on your left side. Continue.
Okay, he also told me that sleeping on your left side can influence your health. It can help in keeping your skin looking young and improve your digestive system. Mm-hmm. It can also save your life mm-hmm. by sleeping on your left side. It also relieves pressure from your back.
Mm-hmm. I know that, because, you know, everybody knows by now that I have high blood pressure and I have to, you know, take medication for that. And I remember taking my blood pressure one day and it was very high and I was concerned. And someone told me, lay on your left side. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, this chick is certifiable. I mean, what in the world is laying on my left side? And she said, no, really, lay on your left side. Laid on my left side, took my blood pressure again. It had dropped all the way down to normal. And she said, you know, when I was pregnant, she said, my doctor told me to lay on my left side.
I could have sworn I just said that.
No, not you, someone else.
Because someone else said it and not Tanae, it makes it justifiable?
He was just saying the reason why she told him to lay.
Right.
He wasn't taken away from your story.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
You know,
your
I don't want you to
wrong.
Jump across the table or anything like that.
Well, she might jump. But yeah, so okay. Any more, Missy?
Well, he said it was to your benefit for you to sleep on your left side. He said, and how you can start with people that, you know, have been sleeping on their right side, on their back, on their belly, how you can start is you can get a full body pillow.
Mm-hmm. Like the one we got?
Yeah.
But I'm
your
sure
name. What is your
I
name?
I don't think they name
DeAndre.
Them.
DeAndre. My yeah. name is DeAndre.
I don't think.
And you can get a body pillow and put that pillow like it starts like under your neck that goes between your legs. Lay on your mm-hmm. left side. Mm-hmm. You can also take that pillow and put it on your back to keep
and wrap
you from
it around.
Rolling back over. To stay on your left side, keep you from rolling back over on your right side. You can also get a small light. Put it somewhere where it will like be even, probably in a little socket on your wall. Put it somewhere where it be even with your bed. Keep that light on. You have the tendency to turn from the light when you're mm-hmm. sleeping. Mm-hmm. So you put that light on the right side, which will cause you to turn back on your left side away from the...
And for the lazier people, just the clothes you didn't fold up last night, put them behind your back. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Yeah, because that's what she does.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of advice you'd be given with Ask Tanae. That's why I don't ever get off the ground.
No. Mm-hmm. See, it will you're never not, get you're off not going to ask me anything. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to tell me something. I'm going to tell you something back.
Oh, okay.
For all example, right. Tanae, I don't know why the world, I keep getting fired. And Tanae going to tell you because you can't keep a job. Simple.
That's not encouraging. I don't understand.
I told her she wants this column talking about tell Tanae. I said it'll never get off the ground because
Tanae
the advice.
Tanae tells the truth.
But Tanae never tells the truth.
Always does tell the truth.
Go on, Ronnie B.
The only issue that I have when I try to sleep on just one side, at one point when you steady wake up, that side is sore. I'm tired. Like, you know, you're laying on that side and it starts getting sore.
It
would not be sore if you lay on your left side. Now, grant you, when you lay on your right side, your back or your stomach, yeah, when you wake up, you got an ache there. You do. You have an ache. But if you lay on your left side, it says something about it makes the gravity will help pull
everything like the drainage that go to your heart, your blood flow and everything, by you laying on your left side, gravity will help with that drainage that goes to your heart, that will keep your blood flowing like it's supposed to and your heart beating like it's supposed to beat.
Okay, well that's I have to reposition
the aches and pains that you have in your back. You lay on your left side, they'll subside.
Interesting.
It depends on how long she's had that ache. She might have had it for a while.
Interesting. Okay, so y'all know I love the Braxton Family Values, right? Does anybody else watch that besides
me? They still come on.
Yes, it's still. It just came back on about 3 weeks ago. Okay.
A new one?
The new season.
Okay.
So the Braxton's father, if you know anything about them, the father cheated on the mother. Mm-hmm. And then with the lady in the church,
he cheated on
the mother with the lady in the church, and then of course left the mom and the family and remarried. And so he was, you know, the kids were mad at him because he was very distant in the beginning, and he said that it was because he felt ashamed about what he had done. Mm-hmm. Now he wants his daughter's or his ex-wife's side of the family to blend with his current wife. Okay. And how this all started was they wanted to go to Mexico. And they said, well, Daddy,
who is they? The Braxtons?
The daughters. Yeah. The sisters.
Okay.
And they said, Daddy, we want you to go and we want mommy to go. And so he said, well, I've been kind of coming up here seeing y'all without my wife. He said, at some point, I'm not going to be able to keep making my wife stay at home. And so he says, you know, what do you guys think about maybe, you know, blending, right, the family? And so some of them were like,
Who was that, Tracy?
Tracy already has a relationship with the new wife. Because Tracy was like, look, now this stuff happened, y'all, 20 plus years ago when this happened. Mm-hmm. These girls were teenagers when this happened. Mm-hmm. They're in their 40s. Mm-hmm. Tamar is the youngest, and she's 40 years old now. Mm-hmm. And so here's my question. When is it time to let it go?
Okay.
The moment it leaves you a headache.
Okay.
Let me go first
because I've been through this.
We got to go first.
Because I've been through this.
Going through this.
Okay. The reason why I don't think the girls can let it go, if it was someone else that the father had afterwards gotten with and everything. But this is a woman that was the cause of the mother father.
I get it.
Breaking up.
23 so, years ago
yeah,
now, mind
I don't
you.
Care. You're the cause. If this woman hadn't stepped in, they would probably think, okay, mommy and daddy would still be together. But you stepped into our family when my mother and father was together.
Got it.
So that's why I think they act.
Okay.
You know, and I can understand that.
Well, here's the flip side to that. A lot of the sisters are saying, you know, it's not that I don't want to blend, but I'm nervous about what my mom will think. I'm worried about, you know, mm-hmm. if it would hurt my mother. If, you know, I don't really have a problem with it, but I'm nervous about what she would say.
Well, this is my personal opinion because I've been through a situation like this currently.
This is how the
span I put on this. Number one, my estranged relationship from my father was because regardless of who came in your life, you've been in our life forever. So regardless of who was there, it should have took away from you still being a father to us. Number one. So that's something that he's going to have to make right. She doesn't even have anything to do with the picture at this point. So let's say now let's bring this lady into the picture, regardless if she's the lady that entered into the picture when my mom was in the picture, because my dad pursued her and it takes two.
Exactly.
But this is my thing. So me and my two sisters, we decided to let it go, you know, and because we wanted to have a relationship with our father. We went over there and we already promised our father, you know, we was raised with manners and respect and that's just how it is. But when we went there, the new wife chose to bring up the past.
Okay.
Right? This is my thing. Now, we're trying to get over the things that happened, 10, 15 years ago. Why would you bring up the past? If we're coming here to have this cookout, to start
it longer than 15 years ago?
It might have been longer than that, but this is the thing.
It's about 17.
We didn't come here for that. That's not the purpose.
Maybe she felt bad.
For what? It's over and done with.
She felt bad because she
if you want to have a relationship with us, we're coming to this cookout to become one, and you know, for everybody to get along. When you step into the room and you start explaining,
and the first thing is, I'm not the cause of your mom and daddy.
So me being the baby. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, because I'm grown now. So I'm
the spoiled one.
So woman to woman, number one, did you know my daddy was married when you started pursuing him? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
So I don't understand why we're having this conversation because, you know, I came in here, we spoke, we're having a cookout. You wanted us to come into your bedroom to have a private conversation. Number one, you're not about to down like my mom or talk about what you did or didn't do because you came in the picture when my father was still married. You know what I'm saying? So if you go let it go, let it go. So that was my issue. And then number two, my father, him and my mom got married when I was one. Mm-hmm. So he's the only father that I know who, we all have the same father. Mm-hmm. I know who my real dad is. My sisters know who their real, you know, we all know who our father is. But this is the man that raised us. Mm-hmm. And you told him when you got with him that, oh, they're not your real children
exactly.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What type of mother, what type of woman?
Right.
Would even do anything like that.
Not a bad one.
Exactly.
A bad one.
But you want us to embrace her. You want us to, you know, accept her like we accept you. But you need to check her. Mm-hmm. It's not about the relationship that you want us to have. You deal with what you caused. Because at the end of the day, I felt like it's my father's fault. It's something
sure
that
it is.
You
he
need.
Was the married one.
Exactly. But you coming to us like, well, you know, she want us to want us all to get along. Fix your part first before you come to us.
And what's his part?
His part was, number one, distancing himself from us because she shouldn't have that. Regardless of what she said, you're a grown man.
Exactly.
And we have been in your life from day one. So she shouldn't have had no type of influence about it. A real man take care of their responsibilities. We're still his responsibility, regardless of who he ended up
with. Absolutely.
You know, and then number two, instead of you telling her the truth, he would bend things like when we would have cookouts and invite him and stuff, he would make excuses why she couldn't come. We never said that she couldn't come. So now you got her feeling a certain way, you got us feeling a certain way, but you're the one who's doing the line all in the middle.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying? Now, so own up to it.
So you guys were willing to cut, well, some of you were willing to kind of put it aside and say, you know what, the past is the past.
Exactly.
But are you still? I mean, you're still kind of, you know.
I have a relationship with him, but me and her never had a relationship because she lied on me and said that she came to my job and I walked off of, like, on the register. Number one, I don't run a register.
That sounds like you, though.
Number one, I don't run a register. Mm-hmm. So she was like, she came and she seen me at work and I walked off and, like, turned my nose up at her. If I ever was to see her without my dad, I wouldn't know her. I don't know what she looked like.
Right.
Like by herself. If she was to come up to me right now, I wouldn't know who she was. But the thing is, to go back and tell my dad something like that without knowing the truth behind it, and it wasn't me, but you went back trying to stir up some stuff. Like, when people are guilty, they carry that with them. And
exactly.
I think her attitude and her not wanting him to be in our life was guilt. They have a child that don't belong to them that they're raising. They're raising one of her sister's kids. That he's not her biological daddy.
I will let you finish, but we have to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Gravity is working against me. And gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this man with all the love that his heart can stand. Dream of ways to throw it all away.
Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about blended families and should the children from the first marriage let bygones be bygones? Yes, we know what happened. It was a tragedy what happened. It was wrong, you know, because I was talking about the Braxtons. And another thing that I wanted to say was the mother has not forgiven the ex-husband for the betrayal. And so I think the kids are walking around on eggshells because I think that they know that the mother is still harboring, you know, the ill feelings. Is it ever a time to say, you know what, it happened. It was 20 something years ago. Move on. Because I have a story like that, too, because same thing, Ronnie V, happened to me. Mm-hmm. My father also cheated on my mother and then married the woman that he cheated on my mother with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had to let it go.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not upset with her. Was it wrong? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Both of them were wrong. He was wrong because he was married. She wasn't the married one. He was the married one. But she still knew that he was married. And so through all of that, I had to say, Eric, forgive and move on. Because a long time, I didn't want to really see my dad. Because I was like, you know, this happened because of you. This happened because of you. But I had to really let it go. And so that's my question. Is it a time to say yes? And nobody's taken away
from
what happened and the mother feeling, you know, at some point the way she feels. But at some point.
Well, you know, I think I can go ahead and cut in and shed some light to this. Some positivity. I think it would be a time to let it go when you start to feel the pain. Because forgiveness is not for you or the other person.
That's the truth.
Oh, forgiveness is for you.
That's what I'm saying.
It's for you.
Thank you, Missy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
anytime,
you.
Baby.
It
but
is
you know
for
what
you.
I think it is. I'm sorry, babe. But you know what I think it is? If the mother... If the Braxton mother had a man in her life,
could be.
They wouldn't care about that dad
could be.
Coming around with his wife because my mom has got somebody. But my mom is by herself, and then she got to look at you and your wife.
But your mother is by yourself for a reason. Miss Evelyn has had plenty of men interested in her.
But
and
right
I'm talking
now
about
she's
handsome,
not with anybody.
Very successful men.
Okay. I think age should make a difference. Like you said, you was younger when what happened with you. But all of them are grown as I don't know what. If they want to get over it, they can. I don't think it got nothing to do with the mother. Like, because my mom, you know, had a conversation with us, and she gave us, you know, her grace, said, hey, look, I want you to have a relationship with your father. I don't care if you have a relationship with this, with the wife. So she had gave us her blessing. I think it has something to do with the individual at this point. They're using the mother as an excuse. If they choose not to, then that's their choice because they are grown at this point.
Yes.
So I just think they're using that as an excuse.
I agree. And
you can't force them. If they don't want to have nothing to do with them and her, good riddance.
And that truly is. I just think that after 20-something years, you know, and my thing about Evelyn, and, you know, I'm going to say this. Church people, because, you know, Miss Evelyn, she's supposed to be, you know, she's so Christian. You cannot keep harboring hatred and unforgiveness in your heart and you running around here talking about you're a Christian.
Yeah.
You just cannot do it. Because if God can forgive us for the things we've done,
who are we to hold
exactly,
grudge?
Who are we not to forgive other people?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not taking away from what happened to Miss Evelyn. It was wrong what happened to her.
She must still have feelings because you don't
I was thinking about that too.
You don't care that type of, even if it's hate. Hate is an emotion. Hate is a feeling.
Janae,
if you still feeling this type of way, you still got feelings
That's
for this
man. That's what I think, too, Ronnie V.
Okay, Tanae, you can go ahead.
Oh, Tanae, you have something else? You have something else to say about it?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So, yeah, and I don't know. You got to move on. I think for me, it was forgive and move on. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody is downing what happened to her. But at some point, and I think, on next week, I think she's going to lay him out about this. Evelyn. I think Evelyn is going to lay him out about
this. Okay, and if she does, she's out of order. If that woman is around.
I don't think the new wife
is
there.
Even though
But you know what I say? Why don't all three of them sit down? Tell him and her what you feel.
Because it's tell so long ago.
23 years.
I understand
I don't care what you feel.
But what I'm saying is, if she's harboring this stuff, maybe she needs to let it out.
Maybe she needs to go to therapy.
They know the reason
about
why
that?
She's harboring.
But that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
But you know, I wouldn't want to hear, 23 years ago, if you ain't got over it yet, you ain't going to ever get
well,
over
it. Well, I think so, too.
Go
but
talk
I'm
to
just
somebody
saying.
And pay some money.
Well, I'm you just know saying. What? They said time heals a broken heart, but that's a lie.
I think it does.
That's a lie. Uh-huh.
It healed all mine.
It might not
no,
be.
No, that's right. 23 years.
It might not hurt as much as it did before. It might, over the years, lessen the hurt, but doesn't necessarily heal.
Well, then that means that you're a crackpot.
23 years.
You're a crackpot.
If you ain't healed
here.
At that point, you just got a fungus on your body because something is wrong. That's an infection that's just never going to go away.
Okay, here's the story. This is interesting. Y'all know Michael Michelle, right? The actress with the pretty eyes.
Michael Michelle.
Uh-huh. Remember, she was on New Jack City. She was Nino Brown's girlfriend. Her cousin was Christopher Williams.
The light-skin girl?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I did not know this, but she was supposed to have the role that Jasmine Guy had in Harlem Nights. Remember Dominique LaRue?
Yeah.
That she was supposed to have that role. She got that role. They hired her for
obviously it. Not.
She claimed that while rehearsing for the movie, Eddie Murphy started sexually harassing her.
I heard that.
And said he then fired her when she didn't go out with him.
Well, she should have went out. If that's the way to get... I'm just playing.
Well, you know what? She looks almost like his wife.
Well, so he has a type. So she sued him for $75 million.
Did she win?
Well, that's about all he had right there at that time.
Paramount Pictures offered her a very large severance package, but she turned it down. And she says that she didn't accept it because she didn't want to free Paramount of their responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like they can just say, girl, let me throw some money at you. You go on somewhere and shut your mouth. Mm-hmm. So she said that after Eddie Murphy fired her, she went to work at the Gap to pay her bills. Mm. Isn't that something to be on
but
a movie set?
But didn't accept the money.
She did not accept the money.
So what was the moral of the story? Money?
Well, she eventually got the part on New Jack City, and she settled out of court with Eddie for a non-disclosed amount of money. So she got paid.
Okay, so what's the difference in taking the money from Paramount and then taking the money from Eddie?
Well, I don't know.
And then you at Gap.
I don't know.
Because it really hurt cute clothes. Eddie when she got it from him.
I don't. Maybe that might be what
hold
it
up.
Is.
Hold up. But you're working at Gap. Let's just go back to that part.
Well, she got the New Jack City role while she was working at the Gap. So
how
she put
long
the Gap.
Was she working at the Gap?
It didn't say. She doesn't say how much. But I you know what? I think she got a piece of. She got a nice piece of change.
How did you go from being a movie actress
I
to
know,
working at the Gap?
That's what I say.
I'm just not.
That's what
I'm
I
not
say.
Following that.
Did
right
y'all
now.
Didn't hear?
And look, let me tell you. What? Since we talk about what actors and actresses done, on Young and Restless, you remember what's the one that died? The Newman guy. The
Adam,
girl killed him.
Adam Newman?
Adam. The reason why Adam left Young and Restless, they made him leave. You remember Summer, that mm-hmm. was supposed to be his niece? He kept harassing her.
Oh,
and
wow.
they fired him.
I
that's
mean, they,
how
well, they should
him.
Have. They
the
should
same way
him.
The guy that was off of, you know, with he got baby girl. The what is it?
I don't know.
I forgot his name. See, I'm saying, let me see now. I forgot his name. It's the Caucasian male, and he's with Shamar Moore up there. The FBI show. What is it? CSI.
Oh, see, we did this before.
Yeah, when he going right kicking people in the kneecap.
Yes, remember
ooh,
we did this on the show.
Officer Hodge.
Yeah, we did
oh,
that.
They
Hodge.
Fired him.
They
yeah,
fired him because
they should have kicking people in the kneecap.
Yes, he was beating up the executive producer.
Yeah,
what?
Yes, kicking him in the kneecaps
Hodge.
And hitting him.
Hodge
was losing his beans and marbles.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Now, I will say that Eddie Murphy has denied any of this. He says that none of this is true.
He denied that baby with Muscle, but it was his 99.9.
Oh, Mel B. Let's talk about. Y'all know about Mel B. Have y'all heard?
Scary. No. Spice Girls.
Scary
yeah,
Spice.
Her husband.
That husband been tearing her head up.
She been coming on the X Factor with black eyes, her bruised up elbows and
who's
arms
her husband?
And stuff. He's a barrel of Fonte, but he's he's not kin to Harry Belafonte.
He named himself Harry Belafonte, but he is not, and said he was Harry Belafonte's son. He is not related to Harry Belafonte.
He can't get sued so for defamation of
he probably could.
A cheater, a deceiver,
heartbreaker,
all of that. And the tail whooper too.
Yes, he was really tearing her up.
Let me just say this. You know, a lot of people say, know, what they will and won't do or whatever.
Let me tell you. You can't pay no one to hit Bonnie V.
Let me break it down like this, bro. Let me break it down. You ain't got but one time to lay your paws on me.
I don't blame you.
One time. It ain't no piece of nothing that good that I'm going to have black eyes and bruises and still allow you in my presence. You know, I can't beat no man, but you ain't got but one time to beat me.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, I kind of do a bit, especially women who, but Mel B is not, you know, like women who don't work.
Yeah.
You know, that don't have anything and they depend on their husband. I get that. I don't really get that, but I do get that.
Yeah.
You know,
we understand their twisted mind frame.
Mel B
they
is
say.
A huge star and she's a multimillionaire. So there was no reason for you.
Well, and you on live TV looking like a raccoon.
With bruises. Yeah. And look, they tried to cover it up with makeup, but some of them they couldn't cover up with the makeup.
Simon Cowell told her, leave it, that it's not worth it. Simon. Yeah, he's a good
you said
friend.
Salmon. His name is Simon.
Simon.
Salmon Cowell.
Yeah. Muter.
Oh, my God. Okay, Phaedra Parks. Sources tell us that Phaedra Parks will not be returning to The Real Housewives.
That's good.
I'm
she
sick
got
of.
She got fired.
Why?
Everyone else got their pickup letters except her. What they do is they send out these letters if they're going to renew
your
contract.
It was Candy. What?
They say
that's what they need to let
they say mm-hmm. that the producers feel that she has been caught in so many treacherous lies.
Treacherous?
What?
That they did not want her back. Even Andy Cohen did not want her back. But here's
my
thing.
What is Kenya doing?
That's my point. Isn't all of them lying on the show?
Yeah.
Aren't
Kenya
all of them
done
lying?
Lied and lied and got drugged and dragged.
How are they allowing Kenya
and Ms. Kenya Renna, and paying people to be her
Miss Renna boyfriend
and Kim
to stay on the show?
Kim's up there. She done lied about her whole face. Kim as a new character.
Oh, speaking of Kim, Nene Leakes and Kim Zolciak will return next season. They will be back on the show.
Yeah, Kim really don't need to be on
but
now.
They will not be full-time cast members.
You know what? Kim is a nut. You understand me?
No, Kenya is a nut.
Kenya is a certified
Kenya is the whole
lunatic.
Okay,
cool,
but you know,
cool for Cocoa Puffs.
Nene is coming back.
That's what I just said. Nene Leakes and Kim Zolciak are coming back.
Kim is a nut.
Week.
I watched one of her episodes and how she was.
I like Kim
talking about how
she just need to stop singing.
She just stop popping
trying
keep,
to sing.
Keep popping
what
out
is she
kids.
Sing?
Don't be tardy for the party.
No, you won't.
I thought you were talking about the other don't girl. What's the other girl name?
We talking about Kim Fields.
I'm talking about Kim Zolciak, the white
Kim
girl.
Kim Fields is
you talking about Kim Fields bringing her children on the
yes, I'm bringing my kids. Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, so she's not coming back.
No, she's
she
not
won't
coming
come back.
Back.
Yeah. They won't ask her.
She never should have even
leave
been on that
Tootie
show.
Leave Tootie alone. Leave Tootie alone.
Y'all better leave Tootie alone. Things
to be fat,
it,
Eric
Lee.
Y'all better leave Regine.
It.
Leave Tootie
sing
and
it.
Regine alone.
You take the good. Y'all but didn't you know that Tootie used to be in a relationship with, what is his name?
John Henson.
Yes.
Hinton.
Oh, she's Henson. Married now.
Not it was Hinton.
She married to a cockatoo.
Huh?
And, ain't nothing wrong with her husband.
And you know that during the time she was with him, he was in a bad car wreck and
yes,
he lost his eye.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Do
know
he
that.
Wear a patch?
Okay,
no,
but that's
he
was.
Go
he
back.
Did at first. He did at first.
Let's
wore
go
a patch.
Back to Phaedra.
So he ain't wearing one now. What did I look like?
Well, they have a glass
a
eye
glass
in there
eye.
Now.
Do it move when the other one moves?
No, why would it?
When I move, you I move. Just like
that ain't
that.
Right. That ain't right. That
but
is
you know
not
what? Back
right.
to Phaedra. Phaedra not the only one who tell lies.
I'm
what
sorry.
About
all them? Of them tell lies.
But you know what I am ready to see?
That's part of the show.
I am ready to see Sheree finish pulling off Kim's wig.
She did.
I want her to finish it.
But now Sheree and Kim are friends now. because if you saw it this past Sunday, she had the housewoman.
But you know what?
Yeah, but they was cussing each other out.
No, she was cussing Kenya out.
Yeah, because
she told Kenya, because Kenya coming in talking about, oh, this ain't fixed, that ain't fixed.
They said this looked like mine. Right.
And went down in the basement.
Yes.
And she was wrong for going down in that basement.
And Kim was like, and
Candy trying to be innocent. Candy, I want Candy to go.
Yeah,
I want somebody to hit her on the top of her
foot. Me too, because Candy thinks that she is cock diesel.
Yeah. Yes, she
does think that she
is bad. Her neck is a little thick, though.
Anyway, we'll be right back in just a moment.
Gravity. It's working against me, and gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this man with all the love that his heart can stand. Dream of ways to throw it all away.
We are delighted that you have decided to come back with us. Talking about the Real Housewives.
Bah, bah, bah. You know what?
Housewives.
You've been cutting up lately.
You know why you've been cutting up.
And how Phaedra will not be back on the show. And we were talking before when we were on break that Escape is coming back. They are formed. They're getting back together for a project. I didn't like them at first.
What do the two sisters look like?
They actually look good.
But they're the ones who could sing.
And they, yeah.
I don't know, that baby one, the little one.
She can sing.
She was really kind of a background singer. They can sing. You know why? Because she was playing the backfield.
To her sister.
Uh-huh. And, you know, Candy was getting busy with Jermaine Dupree.
That's okay. However you got to get it, until
because
you make it.
Because I don't see how anyone let her sing. Heaven man is a woman.
Candy can sing. I don't know what you're talking about. You
don't
gotta
even
stop
try it,
it
today.
I just
Candy
don't
can
understand.
Sing. She don't even try it.
With Candy's mouth being that wide.
Well, Missy, you don't think anybody can sing.
You crazy.
If you say that Beyonce can't sing, you
she
don't know.
Can. Any, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk
about
that on this show.
Anyway, you've got something to say. Tell us what you've got
okay,
for us.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. I want you guys to help me on this, okay?
You need a lot of help lately.
How would you feel? That's what family is for. We are family.
Oh, Lord. Hey,
y'all. I got all everybody with me.
Hey, ha.
Ring that bell. As Beyonce, ring the alarm.
So listen. I need your all advice. How would you feel? Okay, you're in a relationship. Okay, and you have a best friend that is the opposite sex, right?
Yeah.
Someone that you've never been with, someone that you don't even look at it that way, they don't look at you in that way. It's like a big brother, little sister relationship. So you're in this new relationship, and the person feels that they don't want you to have this relationship with this person. Not because I think they like you, I don't trust them. No particular reason at all. They just don't want you to be friends with the opposite sex. So do you feel if someone give you an ultimatum and saying, as long as they're in your life, I can't be in yours, should you have to choose with a friendship and a relationship?
Okay, let me go first because I have experienced this firsthand. And let me tell you what my mistake was. I let all of my opposite sex friends, my guy friends, go because my significant other at the time felt uncomfortable with it. And I should not have done that because they were there for me. Before I knew this person, they were my friend. It was strictly just a friendship. And I let them go.
And you're no longer with that guy.
Yeah. But I got my friends back, though. So I'm
okay.
Yeah.
Here's my take on it. I think that it's being married versus just being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
I think that for married couples, I think that number one, you need to limit you need to limit your contact with unmarried people because married people and unmarried people have different mindsets.
Okay, so say if you was married and your best friend was a married female, right? So your best friend is a married person also.
Okay, but then we need the four of us need to do things together. I don't think that it should always be just me and her. I think that it needs to be spouses, less mm-hmm. as a spouse. Now, you're talking about just getting a drink. Hey, meet me for a drink at the, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Now, I do know, you know, in that situation that you're talking about, they are only boyfriend and girlfriend, and they are very young. Mm-hmm. And I think that right now, you saying somebody 18 years old, telling someone, well, you can't have no girls, and I think that's too much.
Yeah.
That is way too much too soon.
I think that shows insecurity.
It does.
I think and that possession. Shows trust.
Yeah, exactly. And possession.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you think that, you know, you're possessive. And again, I think it depends on the frequency mm-hmm. of him getting with the friend.
It's very far in between.
Yeah, so I would say, again, boyfriend and girlfriend is something different. Mm-hmm. Married couples, that's a whole nother ball game. Mm-hmm. So I would say that the girl, obviously, I think she's got some issues. Mm-hmm. And probably he's probably better off, you know,
but wait a minute.
Being without her.
What has he done?
Absolutely nothing. And you know, I'm not siding with anyone. I've actually talked to the girl and the guy. And my thing is, she was like, I don't feel comfortable with you having this friendship until I meet her. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want you hanging out with her until I meet her. No problem. Okay. 2 months have went by. They went out to a play, the girl, the best friend's play, him and her together, and she met her. And the reason behind not liking her, she's just too happy. And, you know,
nothing
like, you know what, I really looked at her and I'll see the way she watched
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
It was none of that. It was no thinking that it's anything between y'all just for no reason at all. No reason at all.
That's what I say. That's what I mean. It's too soon, too fast. And I think, again, that right now I think he's probably better without this girl in his life. That's what I say.
You know what? I've never, you know what? Today tells the truth. I've had a boyfriend who had female friends, and I didn't particularly like them because they were the opposite sex. And I admit that, you know, it wasn't anything to do
insecurity.
Let me finish.
That's exactly what it is.
Go ahead. It had nothing to do with me. It's just they didn't have respect for my relationship because they called and it was just things that were.
Well, how was they going to talk to him if they didn't call?
Through a text message. I'm just kidding. But no, they just like, the hours that they were calling were kind of late.
Well, that's something different.
To me.
Okay.
And that should have been something that you're.
I talked with the guy about it, you know, and it was handled, and I felt, you know, much better about it until I realized those calls turned to text messages at night. You know what I'm saying? You know, sharing.
Okay, Cardi B. Cardi B.
Well, you know what? In situations like that, this is what I say.
But now I don't care.
When you trust, yeah, because you're no longer with the person.
Yeah,
and
but
you mature.
And yeah, that is correct.
I think sometimes it's an insecurity problem, or it's a problem where you have already given them reasons not to trust you.
True.
Because my thing is this.
But you know what? Then get out.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you know what? When I enter into relationships, I give someone 100% trust.
Me too. I'm the same way. And until you break it.
Exactly.
I'm the same way.
And what's hard, it's easy to give it to somebody. What's hard is keeping it.
Yeah.
Because I'll give it to you until you give me reasons not to give you that.
And here's another thing. Once you have broken my trust, it's very hard to get it
it's
back.
It's a wrap like
it's
a...
It's very hard to get it back.
Like a taco.
It's wrapped up like a pig in a blanket.
It's wrapped up like a swaddled baby.
Y'all are a mess.
I'm trying exactly. to tell you, but, you know, I guess it's sensitive to me because, you know, like, someone that's very close to me and the feelings and the things that's going on, it affects me because, you know, it's a loved one. Yeah. And, you know, you want to be with your kids and protect them through it all, but, you know, they're going to go through first heartbreaks and stuff like that. So this is like, oh, right. it's so new to me. And right. I want to, like, dab in her forehead, like, you know, like, because, like,
tapping the temple.
I like this girl. She had a good head on her shoulders. Both, you know, my son and her are in college. And, you know, they had a very good relationship, but I don't want to see, like, my son is a good person. Like, you know, if he's with you, he's with you. He's not a player. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I tried to teach him the game, you know,
early on. You taught me the game. That's why I'm single now. Nobody want to trust me.
I taught
me.
You the game to be able to recognize BS.
No, and actually, that's why. Not why you're single now.
Exactly. Don't blame me.
Don't get me started
that's
on
that's why I'm
this.
Single
this is
now.
This is a whole nother show, trust me.
You're single because
I go on a date and then they say, oh, this is my cousin. I'm like, oh, I know him. You know, and then they're like, oh, this is my uncle.
What?
Hi, Tom. You know?
That didn't even make any sense. She's going on dates. Yes. She's going on dates with her cousins. I don't know what's going
and
on.
Tom here. And
no, I'm just saying, like, don't listen to Ronnie V, because Ronnie V will have you, entertaining.
Anytime that you have problems with your relationship, I am very straightforward.
Yes,
I'm very
straightforward,
honest.
As in telling me to get in the car and let's go to it for the weekend. And then she texts the guy and will say, I'm going to forget about you.
Yeah, but you know what? Hold on. You're not married. See, y'all know how
Live
I feel.
Your life while
yes,
you can.
Y'all know how I feel about being married versus
you know
not
how
being
I
married.
Feel.
Because I mean, when you're not married, don't act like you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
I can go out of town, and you should be able to, you know,
exactly.
trust me. And if I'm
well,
going out of town every weekend,
that's,
that's
married,
a problem.
But they stay together, so is
well,
that
that's
same?
Well,
that's
well,
called
well, first, exactly. We shouldn't be shacking. Number one.
I just asked the question.
Well, I'm answering your question, and you shouldn't be shacking. Number one, but. That's different.
And it's a respect level. Regardless, you should still be able to have a life in a relationship.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how long y'all been together. You should still be able to have a life. You should have trust. And you should have your own self-esteem issues that you need to deal with on yourself. But let's go back to Tanae right quick. Because, you know, she tried to come. I got to touch bases
she
with
She tried
this.
To come for you.
She did. Now, with her situation, Miriam nothing. With her situation, her, you know, her friend... He was trying to be slick with another female.
Oh.
All I was trying to do was open his
he
eyes. And let him
he was.
Open
okay.
her eyes.
He was slick. Very slick.
Yeah, he thought he was slick until you came to Auntie. First of all, let's get that straight.
Oh, Jesus.
And we had to break it down. Don't think that she over here pining and crying for you. Mm-hmm. Because she got people she can be with.
Uh-huh.
She got friends that want to be with her. Mm-hmm. But she was trying to be loyal to you. But now we finna show you what this life about.
You know,
you
what?
Know?
Oh, Lord.
You know what,
okay.
So
I've
right.
always been there for you.
Oh, it was
oh,
so
God.
Right.
Ooh.
Bible.
Yes.
I want y'all to see this face that Tanae is making.
Right.
I was there for you in your weakest moment. And,
hold on.
And then
hold
after
on.
That.
Tanae never been weak.
And then after that, what was he doing? What was he doing? Calling Auntie, can you just get her to talk to me? No, you didn't respect her. You didn't
no,
treasure
no,
her like the queen
no,
that she was.
Me,
now
no,
you're crying.
Me.
You're all outside my door.
She
is
your queen.
Okay, first of all, when was Tanae a queen?
She is always what? A queen. A black, she is a BAPS.
Oh, she's black.
Black American princess.
She's black. But I don't know about a queen.
Oh, no, baby. What is you doing?
Who is that? Who is that? No, baby. What you doing? Who is that?
That guy who goes around with his friend and his friend is dancing around going like this with his legs looking like little noodles. You know, he going to the limit and say, oh, no, nah, baby, what did you do? No, nah, baby.
I have no idea what
they
you are talking
T-Pain's
about.
They stole T-Pain's chain. Oh, no, nah, baby, what you doing?
What? Wow. Well, we got to get out of here. This has been a great show. This has been
hey,
a really good show.
Let's ask that question.
What question?
What do you feel about people in relationships that have opposite sex friends, and should they cut them loose for the relationship they're in?
That's right.
Okay,
tell
you heard Ronnie V. What should you do when you are in a relationship and your mate has friends of the opposite sex and your mate says, I don't want you to have any friends of the opposite sex? What should you do? Write us at thisishowweseeit@gmail.com. We got to get out of here. We thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Gravity is working against me. Gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this man with all the love that his heart can stand dream of ways.